CRI News, I'm Qi Zhi. The China European Union summit that is slated for next Tuesday will be postponed due to the tight schedule of EU leaders to deal with the Eurozone debt crisis. European Council President Herman Van Rompuy informed the decision to Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao in a phone call today. A series of EU meetings are being scheduled for the next few days to discuss the Eurozone debt crisis.China has pledged to deepen financial and monetary cooperation with Southeast Asian nations to better deal with global financial risks. Premier Wen Jiabao made the pledge when addressing the summit of the China-ASEAN Business and Investment Summit in Nanning City.
China is ready to work closely with ASEAN to gradually put in place a stable and mature regional capital market and enhance the region's ability to resist international financial risks.
The premier said the Chinese government will expand the scale of currency swaps in the region, strengthen capacity building in regional economic monitoring, and boost the development of the Asian bond market.Wild scenes of celebration continued late into the night across Libya at news of Muammar Gaddafi's death. In the capital Tripoli, residents swarmed the streets, waving flags and cheering from the windows of their cars. NATO's governing body will meet soon to declare an end to its bombing campaign in Libya. US President Barack Obama said it was a momentous day for Libya, while British Prime Minister David Cameron called it a day to remember all of Colonel Gaddafi's victims.In Beijing, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson called for an inclusive political transition in Libya as soon as possible to protect the unity of the country and restore social stability. Russia's President Dmitry Medvedev said he hoped Libya could achieve a peaceful transition to a modern democratic state. Flood is expected to flow into Thailand's capital Bangkok later tonight, and the government is trying to channel it out to the sea through the eastern and western outskirts of the city.Prime Minister Inlak Chinawa has ordered the Defense Ministry and the Army to protect key places, including the Grand Palace, flood barrier lines, utilities units and airports. She has also invoked the country's natural disaster law, giving her full authority to execute a natural disaster relief plan nationwide. The Basque separatist group ETA says it has called a definitive cessation to its campaign of bombings and shootings.In a statement provided to the BBC, ETA called on the Spanish and French governments to respond with a process of direct dialogue. The group, founded in 1959, has been seeking for an independent Basque state in northern Spain and southwestern France. Its campaign of violence has lasted more than 40 years and killed more than 800 people.A Chinese toddler who was hit by two vehicles on a street and subsequently ignored by 18 passers-by has died in hospital. The death of the two-year-old girl Wang Yue has triggered a nationwide wave of mourning as people are concerned about the seeming lack of morality in Chinese society. Last week, a surveillance video showing the girl being hit by two vehicles and left to bleed on a market street in the city of Foshan was posted online. It shows 18 pedestrians and cyclists walking by the bleeding toddler without stopping to help. The 19th pedestrian, a migrant woman collecting trash, pulled her to the side of the street and alerted the girl's mother.A government survey shows nearly 25% of women in China have experienced domestic abuse.The survey classifies domestic abuse as verbal humiliation, physical assault, deprivation of personal freedom, illegal control of income, and rape. Reports of physical assault stood at 5.5%. China has yet to draft an independent law on domestic abuse. Only a few of the country's laws, such as the marriage law, have addressed the crime.China's first Mars probe will be launched in November after being delayed for 2 years.Yinghuo 1, a micro-satellite, will be sent into space with a Russian Mars mission from the Baikonur launch site in Kazakhstan. The probe is expected to enter a preset orbit around Mars between August and September next year. China News Service, citing the Russian Federal Space Agency, says the launch will be on November the 9th. Russia's Phobos ground mission will land on a Martian moon Phobos, collect geological samples, and return them to Earth in 3 years.And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.